Tucker Carlson on Speaker Mike Johnson's betrayal, "There is something profoundly wrong." By Hannah Knudsen on December 21, 2024. "There is something profoundly wrong," Tucker Carlson said when discussing the latest actions of Speaker Mike Johnson. RLA, who soured many conservative allies after initially offering a 1,547-page spending bonanza and ultimately handing the Democrats a win. Eduardo Neret, a former producer for Carlson and a conservative commentator, brought up the disastrous spending bill negotiated by Johnson, which essentially thrust Johnson's future speakership in the air. On the eve of Trump's inauguration, right before Christmas, he tried to shove through a 1,500-page spending bill that would have given Chuck Schumer all of the leverage with the debt ceiling going into next year, Neret said. "I mean, there was a lot more than that in the bill. But, I mean, I guess the point is, like, what's up with that?" he asked. "There's something profoundly wrong," Carlson began, noting that on top of that, Johnson's number one priority, seemingly, has been funding Ukraine. "I don't understand it exactly, but I watched him make the number one priority of his speakership funding Ukraine without any audit at all. At a time when the U.S. border was open, the United States itself was being invaded, and his priority was protecting the borders of a country whose language he doesn't speak. He knows nothing about. It's not America," Carlson continued, asserting that it is not the only country that whose interest he's put above ours. Carlson noted that such behavior could be described as treasonous. "And so, you know, I don't overstate it. I think that's it's a kind of treason, yeah. And it's very common in Washington," he explained, clarifying that Johnson is far from the only politician in D.C. who has operated that way. "He's not the only one, but you know, once you see that, then you lose all faith in a man," he said of the speaker, lauding Elon Musk for blasting the original deal on social media and essentially stopping it. "I wasn't shocked by what happened, but I was very pleased to see Elon Musk just basically stop it single-handedly, which is amazing," he added. Watch. On Friday, the House handed a major win to Democrats by extending spending levels in a renegotiated measure that not one Democrat opposed. As Breitbart News reported, the House once again punted their obligation to fund the government through the remainder of the fiscal year, this time until March 14, 2025. Extending spending levels and policy priorities negotiated in February and March 2024 with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and President Joe Biden. Zero Democrats voted against the bill. A staggering 196 voted for it, with one voting present and 14 missing the vote to begin their Christmas break early. 170 Republicans anxious to get home for Christmas as well voted for the bill, with 34 opposing it and 15 absences. With that, Johnson's speakership hangs in the balance, as this negotiation soured many of his conservative colleagues. Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, became the first to formally say he will not support Johnson in the speakership vote, which will be held January 3, 2025.